I'd like to thank my daughters for putting my name in the hat during intermission. And what may be a little bit of a continuation of the first theme, growing up Episcopalian, at Christmas time, the greatest thing that we did was go to midnight mass service before we went to bed. And in my house, that was a very important ritual. My father took Episcopalianism very seriously, and among the things that Episcopalians did is he would say sometimes we were called Whiskeypalians because when we had communion, we had real wine. And that was my father's central goal in getting to any church service where communion was to be served, was to be very first in the pew so that he could be the first to get the chalice that had the wine before all the other communicants had a chance to bring it to their lips and have it. And so it was always very important for us to do. This particular midnight mass was in 1967 when I was 16 years old. My brother was 10. We got to the church. My father was an army officer, and we were in Okinawa. And our Episcopal priest was a former infantry officer who had served in several wars and had found God and had gone to the seminary, and he was officiating. We had awakened my brother from a sleep when he had gone to bed and to wake him up to come to service. And we were there, and I noticed he was sitting. My mother was to my right, my father to her right. I was to my brother's right. And as the service was progressing, we stood to sing. I noticed that my brother wasn't really seen to be with it. He didn't seem to be quite all there. He was a little wobbly on his feet. His eyes were a little glassy. And when the moment came for the, like a helpful older brother, of course, I would hit him with my elbow to try and bring him around to the Christmas spirit. As it came time for communion, the big moment came, and the priest, wearing his white vestments, went first to my father, then to my mother, then to me. And as he got in front of my brother, I noticed my brother finally sort of woke up, got a look of terror in his eyes, reached his hands in front of his mouth, and then, well, if you've seen the movie The Exorcist, you can see what happened next. And he anointed the front of the priest with the most impressive projectile vomit that you had ever seen in your entire life. It was a moment when I was watching the priest's face, and his first reaction was confused, and then he got a look on his face that was just aghast when he realized what had happened. At that point, it took everything I could do to keep from bursting into laughter. My father would not have taken that well, and I think he would have dismembered me live in front of the entire congregation had that occurred. And I remember saying to myself, please God, don't let me start breaking up because my father will kill me. And at that moment, my brother bolted from the front pew and was running out of the church. We were in the very front pew, so he got to run in front of the entire church, continuing his reprise along the way out, which only made it more difficult to me for keeping from laughing. And at that moment, when I thought I was going to die right then and there, my mother looked at me and hissed and said, go out with your brother. And I looked up to the altar. I ran out of the church behind my brother, and as he was standing outside finishing his business in the bushes, I was laughing my ass off. And it was at that time I realized two things. Number one, there was a God, and number two, she had a wicked sense of humor.
Paul Grimm.